has joined.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
I'm taking it your first.
I just got on. I didn't hear anything, so I'm not sure.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Has joined.
Kodesh Tov.
I'm going to mute.
You will find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times landing page. You can find that underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage.
Has joined.
Once the landing page is open, scroll down to the section titled Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. The first link under that is for our current year, 5782. When that opens up, scroll down to the section for the comments for the year 5782 by Keith. Keith is a Scorpio. He was born in the month of Cheshvan, and he is very knowledgeable about this particular month. We will begin with the Lashem Yehud. There is a reason that we are not starting with our normal verse from the Zohar, but it will be explained as we go along. Cheshvan and the astrological sign of Akrav, which is translated as Scorpio, is very much a unified whole. The word Akrav is spelled Ayin Kuf Resh Bet. The middle two letters, Kuf and Resh, spell the word Kar, which means cold in Hebrew. And the Scorpio, being a water sign, can be extremely cold. But once you remove the coldness, what you're left with is the Ayin Bet, the 72, the connection to Chachma, the connection to the 72 names of God. Your Cheshvan, because of all of these connections, has potentially the strongest energy of the Hebrew calendar. And we will begin reading. Also, I think you'll find that our class is a little bit longer than normal for Rosh Chodesh today. Heshvan is one of the strangest months of the whole year. Its name is actually Mar Heshvan. Mar means bitter. Why would a month be called bitter? And I am adding, the word Mar, Mem Resh, can be rearranged to be Ram, Resh Mem Sofit. Ram means it's elevated. This is done with the Rosh Chodesh community connection that we're doing tonight. And also saying a verse from Genesis chapter 49, verse 18, after we study the Zohar, after we study the Zohar on Rosh Chodesh, which is why we didn't start with the verse from certainty from Parashat Yitro from the Zohar. The Hebrew of this verse is L'shuacha Kiviti Hashem. You study a verse from the Zohar or more, and when you're complete with your Zohar study, you say this verse, L'shuacha Kiviti Hashem, 30 times, and then pray for three things. Health, a relative's soul elevation, and personal support.
Has joined.
But remember to form a community vessel so you stay far away from selfish consciousness. If you take the first letters of these three words, they are Lamed, Kuf, Yud. The gematria of these three letters is 140, which is 14 times 10, which is meaning a stage of completion of the energy of manifestation. The words themselves can be translated as my easy or easy for me. Or another word of meaning of this word is my polish, or polish me. The final letters have a gematria, if we include the vowel values, as 91. And this connects to the unity of the spiritual and the physical worlds, which we know. But if we use the final letter gematria, it is 515. This is the same gematria as the word Vayetchanan, which equals the phrase, and I pleaded. Students of Kabbalah know the larger impact of this word and its associated gematria. Getting back to the question, why is the month called bitter? One of the reasons given is that there are no holidays in Heshvan. But that's a physical explanation.
Jasmine
has joined.
Is that the flood of Noah started on the 17th of Heshvan. However, ask most people and they will tell you that Heshvan is always a very difficult month. And this is usually true, but it does not need to be so. So how can we make this month a sweet month? First of all, Heshvan is one of the most powerful months of the year, as we just discussed. In fact, Heshvan is most probably the loftiest or most elevated of all the months, if we do it properly. There is more energy in this month than in any of the other months. The highest energy day of the year is the first day of Rosh Chodesh, Cheshvan. To understand Cheshvan, we need to go back to Tishrei. Tishrei is the most spiritual month of the year with all of the holidays. 22 days out of the 30 are holidays. We are able to tap straight into the Sefirah of Bina for the whole month. The problem is that Tishrei is only potential. For example, Sukkot is all about accumulating surrounding and inner light for the whole year. One rabbi said it is like winding a watch and then letting it unwind the whole year. If Tishrei is all about potential, Heshvan is all about starting to manifest that potential. The problem is that the holidays in Tishrei are very long, and very many of them. And when they are finished, most people just want to rest and take a break. This is the reason Heshvan becomes a bitter month. You have to keep up the pace. If you change the letters of Mar, Mem and Resh, around, it becomes Ram, elevated Resh and Mem. In Tishrei, people are davening a lot, giving tzedakah, sitting in the sukkah, and generally doing a lot more mitzvot than normal. To manifest this energy, we have to keep up that pace from Tishrei. We are on such a high level from and after the holidays, we should be disappointed that the holidays are leaving, not the other way around, which is, it's
has joined.
They are leaving, so I can finally relax. This is the month of Cheshvan in a nutshell. If we stop doing the spiritual work we started in Tishrei, the fall can be very steep. The choice is yours. The Rokshitzer Rebbe: woe to those who are happy when the holidays pass. The Yomim Tovim aren't hurdles to pass, rather they're opportunities to grow and a connection with Hashem. Biggest question we have to keep asking ourselves every day in Cheshvan is, am I accomplishing what I promised on Rosh Hashanah? This question should drive us forward every day to keep up the pace and bring the blessings of Hashem into our lives. Yearning for something brings it close. Yearn to keep the holidays with you, and they will be with you the whole year. Rabbi Chaim Palagi writes that the first 12 days after Simchat Torah correspond to the 12 months of the year. The way one acts on these days influences the entire year. He writes that one should be careful with their thoughts, with their speech, and with their deeds during these 12 days, for they correspond to the 12 months of the year. This information is coming late, because it's Rosh Chodesh. That was 7 days ago that Simchat Torah took place. But keep this in mind, there's still 5 days. There's still the opportunity to keep that connection flowing and going. So what can I do physically to keep the holidays with me throughout the year? What is the secret? Keith says the more he studies, the more he realizes that the next two sentences are two of the most important adages in our lives. The key to life is self-discipline. The key to self-discipline is consistency. Self-discipline is the ability to get yourself to take action, to do what needs to be done, the ability to resist temptation and stick to our goals is called self-discipline. We did not come to this world to indulge in our pleasures or our desires. We came to utilize the tool of Zivug Dehata'a, binding by striking, on our desires. Everything depends on self-discipline. We live in the physical world called Malchut, and the world of Asiya, which is the world of action. In the upper worlds, where there is no time, no space, no motion, one can just think about something, and it is accomplished. Here in the physical world, it is not enough to just have the thought. We have to actually get up off the couch, turn the TV off, and do something. Do the action to manifest the thought. This is the hard part. How do we turn our thoughts into action? We need to understand a little how the mind works. There are two parts to our minds, the conscious and the subconscious. The conscious part is the part that makes decisions in the moment, and the subconscious part is like a tape recorder. On it, we have all these programs of what we like and what we don't. Many of these programs are unfortunately not good ones. For example, not being able to resist the extra piece of cake, or a cigarette, or many other negative actions. Over the years, we have accumulated so many negative programs in our subconscious. And the sad thing is that people don't even realize that they are doing something habitually wrong for 20 years or even more. Most of the bad programs we pick up are from our childhood and are usually connected to our families and the environment. Many times they influence us in a negative way. These situations haunt us in the present and will carry on haunting us for life if we don't break free and take control of our lives. It is estimated that by the age of 30 to 35, 95% of our actions are robotic, which actually means our subconscious controls these actions. Our subconscious controls the way we act, be it for good or for evil.
Has joined.
The core of free will is that if one wants to break a negative trait, they literally have to take back their free will that they have given away so that they can make a decision to change. Until one has made that decision in their minds, in our minds, to change 100%, change cannot ever happen. Basically, if one wants to change, they have to change their thoughts and the program of their thoughts first before a change will occur in the physical world. If you try to do it the other way around, do the action, it never lasts. Just ask a person who wants to give up smoking but hasn't committed to give up smoking. See how long that action lasts. Change is hard, but we have Hashem on our side, who only wants to give us good. Take control this month and keep Tishrei inside of you for the whole year. Remember this very important statement about Hashem. Hashem doesn't care where you are in the process, as long as you have started the process, because we have to make the start. Hashem doesn't help us until we start. Read this again, and it's internalize it. Hashem will not help you unless you take that first step. There is a story about a person who rented an apartment and never paid the rent. The landlord took him to court, and the judge asked him why he didn't pay. And he said that the building was in bad shape and all the money went to fixing things. Judge said, "That's okay, that may be true, but you never paid once. This means that you never intended to pay." So all of those good thoughts you had on Rosh Hashanah, unless you take that first step for each one of them, it means you never intended to do them. The same applies to our lives in this month. All the beautiful commitments that we made on Rosh Hashanah means nothing if we don't even start. And if we do start, it's not about whether we complete them or whether we accomplish them. Hashem will help us accomplish them. Hashem will help us to do the right thing. But if you don't take that first step, Hashem is nowhere to be found. Take it upon yourself to truly try and make a difference in your life today. We can do it. More importantly, you can do it. This month of Cheshvan is the month to do it. What do you need to do? Then just start doing it. Hashem is watching us. Hashem is waiting and hoping to see if we keep our promises that we made in Tishrei to change. We have to keep to a schedule every day if we want to accomplish goals. Doing something over and over creates a program in your subconscious, which over time will become robotic and change the bad programs. If it is a good goal, then this continuity will help you to achieve it. But remember, there is always an opposite side, and if we just look at modern society, we will see how many bad programs there are in people. Examples are smoking, drinking, drugs, internet, chocolate cake, and the list is endless. We have to be constantly aware of our thoughts and our emotions. When we start having negative feelings, we have to catch ourselves and change that. Overcome that. Take the first step to change it. Most people are not in touch with what is going on in their minds. Most people react to situations without recognizing that it is within our power to control our reaction. We have the ability to choose one thought over another. So choose, and then do it. Heshvan is a month of extremes. Either it is bitter or elevated. There is no in between. And this is a secret of the month of Heshvan. Keep up with all the mitzvot from Tishrei, and I guarantee that Heshvan will be a very elevated month. Keep the excitement of Tishrei going. Heshvan has the most energy of all the months, and the third temple will be dedicated in Heshvan. Become excited and manifest all those beautiful ideas you had on Rosh Hashanah. Anticipate the third temple. This will generate significant excitement. Rabbi Alon Anava gives an interesting view of the power of Heshvan. Everything Keith has read about Scorpio says that it is a most powerful month. Why? He never really understood the answer until he heard the lecture from Rabbi Alon Anava. The tribe associated with Scorpio is Menashe. Menashe had a special quality that none of the other tribes expressed or manifested. What is that special quality? He did not complain when Yaakov blessed his younger brother, Ephraim, before him. He was the firstborn. He could have said something. But he didn't mind being second. He was mevater. What does this mean? He gave in. He accepted it without protest. His actions created unity, the Hebrew word achdut. This is a very big midah, a very big character trait. He did not protest because we are taught that he was happy that his brother was receiving the firstborn rights. He was happy that his brother was being blessed first. He was not looking at what he didn't have, what was being taken from him. He just accepted whatever happens, that's what Hashem wants. Being mevater reflects a profound understanding that Hashem is in charge of our lives. If something happens and a person is mevater, he realizes that the situation is exactly the way Hashem wants it. Menashe understood this, and that is why he was quiet. There are many stories of people who gave in, and when they were right, and afterwards, miracles happened for them, to them. Try this. You will be amazed at how it manifests in your life. When a man gives in to his wife, he brings down all kinds of blessings. There are a number of amazing yahrzeits. Hilulot, death anniversaries in this month. There's a list on our handout that you can follow. I'm going to talk about two of them. On the 11th of Heshvan, today, Wednesday night and Thursday, is the first. So the 11th is 10 days from now. It is the day that Rachel Imenu left this world. Benjamin HaTzadik, Ben Yaakov Avinu, was born on this day. Methuselah, the longest living man, Methuselah ben Yachanoch, it's his Hilulah. In his merit, the flood was delayed 7 days so Shiva could be sat. On that day, the 11th, we will have a long study so that we can make a connection to this amazing energy. On the 21st day of the month, some say it's the 28th day of the month, Rabbi Avraham Azulai, it's his yortzeit, it's his Hilulah. As Keith makes note of, there are no holidays in Cheshvan, but there are these two yortzeits in this month, which are very powerful. And we will make long study days to help us to draw that energy. On the 11th, we have the yortzeit of Rachel Imenu. This day is a very powerful day, and we can get as much from this day as some holidays. Why? To give some background, Rachel died because of evil eye. Yaakov unknowingly put a curse on her when he said to Laban, with whomever you find your gods, he shall not live. Yaakov did not know that Rachel had taken her father's idols. Because she died from evil eye, she became the antidote to evil eye. By connecting to Rachel on her yortzeit, we receive the power to protect ourselves from this form of negativity. Also, Rachel sat on the idols, thereby treating them with no respect, denigrating them. This is a big lesson for us. When we acknowledge negative things, we give them power. Step on negativity. Rachel is also the mother of Israel, and she will surely look after us if we do our spiritual work. When the first temple was destroyed and the Jews were being led into captivity, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for them. Hashem did not accept their prayers. But when Rachel prayed for them, Hashem accepted her prayers. Hashem remembered Rachel. What did Hashem remember about Rachel? He remembered how Rachel gave her sister the signs she and Yaakov had agreed on so that she would not be embarrassed. Not only did she give Leah the signs, but she made Leah feel like Yaakov really wanted to marry her. Rachel went the extra mile so much that Leah once told Rachel, "You nearly took my husband." Yaakov and Rachel were soulmates from the time of creation. Yaakov loved Rachel deeply and was pained that he could not be buried with her. He knew that one day the Jews would pass her grave and she would pray for them, and Hashem would accept her prayers. She said to Hashem that she, just as she did not want to embarrass her sister, so too Hashem should not get upset that the B'nai Israel went against Hashem. When Hashem heard her words, he was comforted and said he would not forsake B'nai Israel, the children of Israel. Don't take this story lightly. Don't take this lesson lightly. Her yortzeit is a very big segula for protection And we can learn a lot from the Midot, the character traits of Rachel. She was so selfless that she is the matriarch, who is called the mother of Israel. Her son Yosef also was able to master the ability to get rid of the evil eye. We also have the Yahrzeit of Rabbi Avraham Azulai. He was born in Morocco in 1570, and he died in Hebron in 1643. He was very well respected, and his most famous book is called Chesed L'Avraham, the mercy, the loving kindness of Abraham. This is a very deep Kabbalistic book, and below is an extract from it. Due to time considerations, I'm going to skip the next few paragraphs, but I recommend when you have time tomorrow to study them. Virus hanging over the world, there has never been a more important time to start to become spiritual. The virus has caused so much doubt in people's minds that they are scared of their shadows. No country in the whole world has got this virus right. Everyone is floundering. The only solution is to have complete faith in Hashem. He is the only protection. Don't wait another minute. Build your certainty. The technology revolution that has taken place over the last 20 years is crazy. Who would have believed 20 years ago that we would be able to do with our phones what we can do today? This might seem a good thing, but it is actually destroying society. Families no longer sit down to meals together. They no longer bond because they're not talking to each other. Everybody is off with their own form of screens. One rabbi called it the curse of the screens. What are the kids born today going to be like in 20 years? Only Hashem knows. The only way to protect ourselves is to have complete faith in Hashem and do His spiritual work. Don't give power to problems. They are not real. They are an illusion. They might look real, but they are an illusion. I guarantee if you keep up your work in Tishrei, and Hashem will surely grant you a great, elevated year. The year ahead is going to be filled with many challenges. Be strong and have complete trust, bitachon, in Hashem. The bottom line is that this month is a bitter month, not because of the flood or because of no holidays. The sages are trying to teach us that there is so much energy in this month. If one doesn't harness it, it will burn you and become bitter. Remember, one of the traits of this month is its extremeness. There is no middle ground. Remember this. Keep on with your spiritual work and turn the month into an elevated one. We're going to skip the discussion of Rachel Imenu. We may return to it on that, on her Yahrzeit, and also the story about Rabbi Azulai. Does anyone have any questions about the energy of Cheshvan and how to avoid the typical response? It's a tough month. We just have to work our way through it. No, it's a tough month, but we can control it. That's what we have to learn. We're going to say the Ana B'Koach now. If you scroll down a little bit, you'll find that the Ana B'Koach requires the third verse.
Has joined.
For the month. The letters are the month of the letters of the letter Dalet and the letter Nun. The word Din is spelled from Dalet and Nun. The Dalet is the creator of the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, the planet of battles and struggles and wars. But there's really only one struggle, and that's with Satan. The letter Nun is the connection to the astrological sign of a crowd. And as I indicated earlier, we have to remove the coldness from the month of Scorpio. And we have the word Din, Dalet Nun, which represents judgment. Ana B'Koach Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Gimel Yud Tach Tzadi. These six letters have a gematria of 506, connecting us to the phrase Ahavati Nam, unconditional love. Can there be anything higher than the unconditional love of one person for another? Na Gibor. Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrim. I skipped a verse. Did I do it on purpose? Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No. These six letters spell the two Hebrew words, kra, which means tear up, and satan, which is the force that gives us free will. We can rearrange these letters, and it spells sha'ar katan, small gates, reminding us to guard our gates, our eyes, ears, nose, and mouth, as these are the entry points of the negative system. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashim. The first three letters, Nun Gimel Dalet, connect to the energy of Arnasa, sustenance. Yud Kaf Shin connects to the energy of healing. The permutation for the month of Cheshvan is Vav Hey Hey Yud. Please stand and dance and sing with me, because this is to elevate our joy. This is part of how we chant transform bitterness to elevation. This connects to the Sefirah of Netzach. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adatecha Et Kuf Bet Et Nunayim. The sequence connects to the Sefirah of Hod and its essence of thankfulness and appreciation. Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod and its essence of creativity, creations, sexuality, and foundation. Shavatenu kabel ushmati akatenu yode atalumot shimkufav sadiyotav. The sequence connects to the Sefirah of Malchut in its essence of kingship, kingdom, and manifestation. We will now study by reading and connecting to the energy of certainty that is associated with a particular verse from the Zohar. The verse comes from the Parasha of Yitro. It's known as Pasuk 29. And we will study it in order to connect to what we discussed earlier. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Tane Nandakucha Barihu Koma Deaved Leela Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Viovada Dikshot Belaid Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledach Yalea Mineya Ulanaga Deya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzderich Bialma. In the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper, if you'll go back to your handout for this evening, the Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, and scroll up to the beginning of tonight's reading. You will find the section of my comments.
Ushuatecha Kviti Adonai Yohewahe Adanuyo Ushuatecha Kviti Adonai Yohewahe Adanuyo Yohahida Wanuheyo Lashu adcha kiviti Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahida wanu heyo Lashu adcha kiviti Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahida wanu heyo Lishuatcha Kiviti Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahida wanu heyo Lishuatcha Kiviti Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahida wanu heyo Ushuatcha Kiviti Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahida wanu heyo Ushuatcha Kiviti Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahida wanu heyo Ushuatcha Kiviti Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahida wanu heyo Ushuatcha Kiviti Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahida wanu heyo Lishuatcha Kiviti Adonai Yo ewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. Kitlishu adha kiviti adonai. Yo ewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. Lushu adha kiviti adonai. Yo ewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. Lushu adha kiviti adonai. Yo ewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. Lushu adha kiviti adonai. Yo ewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. Lushu adha kiviti adonai. Yo ewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. Lushu adha kiviti adonai. Yo ewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. Lushu adha kiviti adonai. Yo ewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. Lushu adha kiviti adonai. Yo ewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. Lushu adha kiviti adonai. Yo ewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. Lushu adha kiviti adonai. Yo ewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. Lushu adha kiviti adonai. Yo ewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. Lushu adha kiviti adonai. Yo ewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. Lushu adha kiviti adonai. Yo ewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. Lushu adha kiviti adonai. Yo ewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. Lushu adha kiviti adonai. Yo ewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. Lushu adha kiviti adonai. Yo ewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. Lushu adha kiviti adonai. Yo ewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. Lushu adha kiviti adonai. Yo ewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. Lushu adha kiviti adonai. Yo ewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. And now, please pray with me for the healing of the children of Israel using the sequence. Yud Kaf Shin is what you're focusing your mind on. Yokashi, Yokashi. Yokashi. mention the name of your relatives, as well as all of the previous incarnations of the children of Israel, as many as you can. Yaakov Ben Herschel, Ava Bat Lewis, Judith Bat Yaakov, Aaron Bat Yaakov, Ellen Bat Lewis, and pray for their elevation of these souls, so that they are able to become righteous tzaddikim in the reincarnation that they are experiencing at this moment. And what is your personal lack? What do you feel a lack? Whatever that is, pray for it, that it first come to other members of the children of Israel, all of those members of the children of Israel that feel that lack themselves. May they all be fulfilled. And since it's all the children of Israel, the fulfillment is yours. That's the end of our class today. Does anybody have any questions or comments or thoughts? Chodesh Tov to all. Have a beautiful, elevated month. Shalom, Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov. Thank you so much.
Shalom, Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov. Thank you, Hanok.
Chodesh Tov. Thank you.
Shalom.
Chodesh Tov. Shalom.
Shalom. Nice to speak to you, Jasmine.
Thank you for having me. Shalom to everybody. Chodesh Tov.
We miss you.
Shalom. Shalom. We miss you too.
Shalom Gadol. Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.